You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Smells like football, baby.
What is up, people? You know what time it is. It's the Fantasy Football Smackdown. It is Tuesday, October 26th. I'm your host, Kyle August. You can follow me on Twitter at KyleMonth8. I'm getting you set for the waiver wire here. It in week 8, halfway through the fantasy regular season. It's crunch time. We're getting set for those playoff runs. And we made it. We survived. Binado is now in the rear view. And we're taking a look ahead with our sights set for a playoff run here. So we're getting down to crunch time here in the second half of the fantasy football regular season. Appreciate you checking out today's show. Of course, these are the waiver wire ads that you need to make this week. Now, if you're checking out waiver wire sniping every Saturday morning here on the Dynasty Warzone YouTube channel, you're getting that. You're getting these names. You're stashing these guys ahead so that you're not chasing these guys off the waivers like most of your league mates are this week. But we get it. Not a lot of room to stash players last week. So appreciate tuning into this show today, covering the players that you can add right now. Of course, rate and review the show. If you have Apple Podcasts, always enjoy those 5-star reviews. If you're not watching on YouTube, you need to head over there right now. Subscribe, turn those notifications on. That way you're alerted whenever we're going live here on the Warzone channel. Of course, you can always watch these shows as well here on the Fantasy Football Smackdown. Of course, Tuesday, every waiver wire show in the morning. Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Get set for Thursday Night Football and for the week ahead. Come hang out with me. Usually have Dallas on here as well, or a guest, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Bring those start sit questions. Again, that's why you're going to be checking out the YouTube, so you can come hang out, drop those questions in the chat, get them answered, hang out a bit before the game kicks off. And we got a good one this Thursday with Green Bay and Arizona. And then again, waiver wire sniping every Saturday. So if you're not watching on YouTube, you're also missing out on these rankings, these slides, these numbers. Everything's going to be right in front of you so you can follow along. But let's dive right into it. The waiver wires ads for week 8. Teams on bye. We got Baltimore and the Raiders. So not as many as last week, but still some firepower missing in action this week. Top 3 ads, regardless of position. Again, I use 50% threshold for most of these categories. So make sure you're just taking a look at the wire. I will highly encourage that this week, especially with a lot of teams on bye last week and a lot of teams needing extra help. There could be guys that were dropped that you wouldn't normally otherwise see, right? So just double check. Just make sure there's nobody out there on the wire that shouldn't be. But everybody you'll hear about today is going to be right at that 50% threshold. So my top 3 ads, regardless of position, even though it's heading to a bye week, I'm going with Rashad Bateman, the rookie. 80 yards last week after coming off of leading the team in targets in his first NFL action. I love what I've seen from this kid so far. I think he could be putting up big-time numbers for fantasy owners this year, and he's only 32% owned. Maybe you could slide him through another week with him being on bye, but I'm going to add him right now if I got the spot. Bateman, 32% owned, number 1 overall. Number 2, this might depend a little bit on what you need, but I'm going with Alan Lazard. We already know that Davante Adams, King Money, has been put on the COVID list for the Green Bay Packers, and they're on a short week at Arizona. Lazard is 5% owned. He's coming off back-to-back touchdowns, 60 yards this last week. I think he's going to step into at least, you know, most of those targets that Adams has been getting in that offense. So if you need a guy for this week, Lazard's going to be at the top of the list, but Bateman would be the long-term play for sure. And number 3 is Kenneth Gainwell. We'll talk about those Philadelphia running backs here in just a moment. He's 22% owned. All right, let's move into the quarterback streamers. Now, this guy is right at 50%, 51% Jameis Winston. Full disclosure, I'm recording this during halftime on the Monday Night Football game. As of right now, Jameis has the 1 touchdown, but Jameis Winston versus Tampa Bay this upcoming week, he's 51% owned, and then he gets the Atlanta Falcons in week 9. So this is a 2-week streamer, in my opinion. I think you can roll with Jameis. Carson Wentz would be number 2 on this list for me of the quarterback streamers. The guy's been steady. 2 touchdown passes in each of his last 4 games, 17 or more fantasy points in 6 of his 7 so far with the Colts. He's 37% owned and gets Tennessee. divisional matchup in Indy. So I think Carson Wentz is a fine streamer this week. He ain't sexy, but the dude's been getting it done. So I have no problem rolling Carson Wentz in week 8. Especially, you know, obviously Derek Carr, Lamar Jackson on bye. But if you're streaming, Wentz could be the way to go. If you've been disappointed, obviously, in these rookie quarterbacks, Fields and Lance are no shows for you. Wentz is a nice pivot. Number 3 on this list, speaking of rookies, I'm rolling Trevor Lawrence at Seattle. It's going to be a tough environment for the rook, but 41% owned. I think he's your best bet of the non-Jameis and Wentz duo. Coming off the bye week, Lawrence is 41% owned. Dan Jones had a decent performance last week, even despite missing a lot of weapons. He's at Kansas City, Monday Night Football, 28% owned. And number 5 on this list is Jared Goff. Yes, that Jared Goff, I get it. But he's playing Philly at home. He's 9% owned. And the Philly defense has given up 18 or more fantasy points to 5 of the last 6 quarterbacks they've faced this year. If you're looking to super stash, Deshaun Watson, 18% owned. Got about a week or so until the trade deadline. Just see what happens. If he ends up on a team, he's probably going to be a top 10 quarterback within a week or two of him arriving with his new team, because it sounds like the NFL is just going to let this man play. I'm going to leave that alone. But let's move on to the running backs. I mentioned Gainwell's my number 3 overall player. He's my number 1 running back. At Detroit, 22% owned, and following him is Boston Scott, 2% owned. Now, I will say this. I think that the game script should lead to Boston Scott being more of the running downs back with Miles Sanders out as of right now. We don't know what that timetable looks like with Sanders, but I would guess at least a couple of weeks. With the ankle injury, Scott did see more work on the ground than Gainwell, but Gainwell's been involved with this offense. So I'm going to give him the slight edge just because I think maybe they do give him a little bit more run. Plus, I think he's a guy that's going to have sustained value even once Sanders returns. Number 3 on this list, similar to Deshaun Watson, I am continuing to stash Marlon Mack. He's 17% owned. Just see, give it another week. There isn't a lot of big time names on the running back waiver wire this week under 50. So I'm going to put Marlon Mack at number 3. Number 4 is Samaje Perine, 7% owned. This isn't based off his usage last week. I think this was just the Bengals in week 7 blowing out Baltimore. They knew they could turn to Samaje Perine, but he's seen some decent workload even before that. And I think he's the direct handcuff to Joe Mixon. I'm stashing him, and he's only 7% owned, much less than the other handcuffs around the league. And Jamichael Hasty, running back for the San Francisco 49ers, 4% owned, involved in the passing game right off of IR. So he is number 5 on this list, again, 4% owned. All right, moving on to the wide receivers. I mentioned the rook, Rashad Bateman, 32% owned. He would be my top add if I'm just looking to stash. Good 2-game performance out of him already in his young career. Lazard comes in at number 2. Like I said, great fill-in receiver in week 8 as Davante Adams is unlikely to play, 5% on. I'm going after Lazard where he's available. Number 3 on this list, it gets a little ugly, but we got Darius Slayton. He's going to be in that matchup against the Chiefs. I think this is one where I think the Chiefs offense is going to get a little bit back on track per se. 15% owned. Slayton saw 9 targets in his return from injury last week. Keep an eye on that Sterling Shepard injury, but it sounds like with Shepard and Galladay still out and Barkley still out, I think Slayton can see wide receiver 3 production. Number 4 on this list is Khalif Raymond. Gets the Eagles 3% owned. He has 12 catches in each of his last 2 games, 6 apiece. And number 5 is KJ Osborne. He's going up against the Dallas Cowboys off the bye, 7% owned, 18 targets in his last 3 games. And I think this is going to be a shootout there in Dallas. That's going to be Sunday Night Football. Speaking of Dallas, Michael Gallup is a fine stash at 40%. He's activated off IR. We'll see how long it takes them to play him, but I would guess a couple weeks. So no problem stashing Michael Gallup if you can. Moving on to the tight end, we got the streamers. Uzama, the dude has been a monster. 5 touchdowns his last 4 games. 2 touchdowns on Sunday against the Ravens. He did just have 3 targets, though. So I still feel like this is kind of a touchdown or bust type guy, but we could be looking at a Tunyon-type breakout for Uzama. So I have no problem rolling him as a streamer against the Jets, 19% owned. Fingers crossed he gets it done early. Number 2 on this list is Evan Ingram. I want a little piece of that shootout potentially at Kansas City, 31% owned for Ingram. Jared Cook coming back off the bye against the Pats in LA, 38% owned. He has 2 touchdowns in his last 3 games. Number 4 is Tyler Conklin. Again, that I think this is another shootout game with the Cowboys, 9% owned, coming off the bye. And then Dan Arnold as well coming off the bye at Seattle, 4% owned. He's a guy that you've been streaming on the low end pre-bye. I think he still continues to work his way into this offense for the Jacksonville Jags. DSTs, everybody's favorite part of the show. One, number one, far and away, is the Cincinnati Bengals. This has been a pretty impressive unit, a surprise for most, and they get Dan White or whatever, Joe Flacco. Come on now. They get the Jets, the Cincinnati Bengals at the Jets, 18% owned. Smash that right now. Go add them, pick them up. Honestly, if Bateman's owned in your league and you don't need Alan Lazard, I have no problem making Cincinnati your top priority in DST leagues, especially if you're streaming. I mean, this is, even if you're not streaming, even if your opponent is streaming, I have no problem trying to block the way. This Bengals unit has been solid. And of course, they get the best matchup right now for DSTs. They also get Cleveland at home in week 9 and then a bye. But I have no problem rolling with the Bengals as your top priority if you need in DST leagues. Number two is Los Angeles Chargers coming off the bye. Gets a rookie quarterback at home, 19% owned. And then number three on this list, they're playing right now, Seattle Seahawks. They're going to stay at home in Seattle playing a rookie quarterback. You guessed it, 11% owned, the Seattle Seahawks. So Bengals, Chargers, Seahawks would be my DST priority this week if you're streaming. Pretty good options, actually. So I dig it. If you're better, you have better luck this week than we did last week. That is for sure. So there you have it. Waiver wire for week 8. Again, follow me on Twitter at Kyle Month 8. Hit me up with any questions that you have. Going to be back later in the week with those start sits on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. So come hang out with us on the YouTube channel live, or of course, check out the podcast on Friday morning on the Warzone feed. But get all those waiver claims in, set yourself up for success, and come right back here on Thursday evening. With that, I'll catch you guys later in the week. See ya.